Yo, how's it going, guys? I just had the craziest idea today, and you might wonder, what is this crazy idea? Well, I'm here to tell you right now. You're listening to it.
From the exotic small town of Western Idaho, this is the Corona Cast. Here is your host, J-Ray the Bear.
Alright, so with this show being called the Corona Cast, this series is going to go through what happened, what is happening, and what is to come concerning COVID-19. I'm talking twists, turns, facts, bogus, the whole shebang. And with that, let's jump right into our first topic, the rise of the Rona. So I'm sure you've all heard of this so-called pandemic going around. I guess you could go thank China for that. I mean, we love you, China. We love the things you make for us. But next time, please keep your hands, feet, and other diseases inside your country at all times. And yes, that includes the bat soup, too. So, side story, in case you guys didn't know, the whole bat soup thing was this whole made-up story about some Chinese guy making a bat soup and eating it to get the coronavirus. Anyway, since everybody's getting sick now, I'm going to dig right into the nitty-gritty and tell you how to defend yourself from this deadly pandemic. And before we begin, I will say that I do not recommend doing any of this, as all of these are complete bogus. Alright, first off, use vodka to sanitize your hands. According to health professionals, it is highly encouraged to use hand sanitizer with an alcohol content of at least 60%. I'm pretty sure people are pretty stupid if they don't believe this, or if they believe this one. There are two kinds of alcohol. Please do not mistake one from the other. Next up, we got hold your breath for 10 seconds. They say if you don't have any sort of respiratory illness or disease, i.e. COVID-19, then you shouldn't have a problem with holding your breath for a simple 10 seconds. I honestly wish this is how life worked. It kind of reminds me of like crossing your fingers so you don't get the cheese touch or whatever. Next up, we got eating garlic. This smelly veggie is renowned for warding off vampires, potential lovers, and this is now used to ward off COVID-19. So this conspiracy theory actually was the reason it sent a Chinese lady to the hospital, because she ate 3 pounds of garlic to eliminate risk of getting COVID. I mean, why is it always Chinese people that are doing weird stuff? Gosh. All right, next up, do cocaine. All right, I'm just gonna say this right now. Do not do this one. First of all, this crap's illegal. And second of all, this theory was thought up by a person from a single tweet, and it was some French guy over in Europe. So, that thing gained so much popularity, though, that the French government actually had to step in and deny that tweet. Talk about a party pooper, I mean. Seriously? Next up, we got... drink cow urine. Alright. Y'all are not that stupid. Don't be gross like that. People in India started this. I guess they thought cows were sacred, but... yeah, that's yummy. Alright, last but not least, use coconut oil. I'm pretty sure the people that are like obsessed with like physical wellness and stuff like this took it a step too far. Like, as of right now, there's absolutely no cure and no vaccine for the coronavirus, unfortunately, and there is no evidence to back this coconut oil back up. So better stick to washing your hands, folks. Alright guys, that is a wrap. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at Thailand, Korea, and all the other doom countries on the other side and what's going to happen to them. Thanks for listening, and if you're enjoying this series so far, go tell your friends to tune in and join the party. Until then, stay safe, don't die, and enjoy quarantine. J-Ray out.